Welcome to service. Good morning, whether you're here with us in church or you're watching on catch up or you are at Little Report this morning, welcome. Service is going to look a little bit different this morning. Josh got sick late this week and isn't able to hold the service. So Richard and Jim put a lot of work into reordering some of the service. We're going to sing a couple more songs and do a few more readings and not do the traditional sermon. So I'm excited about this new format. We're going to have fun this morning. let's start with the intimations. Session is this Tuesday at 7:30 p.m. in the church center. And a change to what was going to be happening this next Friday, Ann Brown was trying to organize a Gospel for Grampian quiz night, but that's going to be postponed until June. In regards to next week, next Sunday is Palm Sunday. So if you would like to bring daffodils, please do so. Ann Brown was telling me if you buy them from the co-op, if you buy them on Wednesday, then they'll be fully bloomed by Sunday. So buy your daffodils on Wednesday. Holy Week Walk is also coming up soon. Thank you to everybody who volunteered to help us out. We are still looking for a few people to help with snacks and a few other jobs. So if you have time and you'd like to spend time with some of the kids and with us, we have plenty of spots for you to help. So please let me know after service if you could help. Easter service was going to look a little bit different this year as well. We are doing a family-friendly Easter service at 10 a.m. in the Nesbitt's garden. If you would like to come and do and watch as the kids do their Easter egg hunt, please come along. There will be tea and cake served to everybody who would like to join. You can let me know later today if you would like to come. This month we are highlighting Tarvis and Barthel Chapel as our Presbytery local church focus church. So if you could please keep them in your prayers this month, that's much appreciated. Thank you to everybody who left buttons and material for the project in Tanzania as well. So many of you brought in materials, and those are going to such a good cause. Smarty tubes you can, as always, pick up in the back of the church from Nell, and you can also turn them back into Nell as well. One of the announcements that's been going on the screen behind me this morning is the Christian Aid Spring Fling Afternoon Tea on Saturday, the 11th of May at 2:30. If you would like to come, tickets are £6 and can be purchased from the Social Committee and Charlie, it says. that is all we have for intimations this morning. I welcome you to stand and sing our first song this morning, My Jesus, My Savior.
I want to praise the wonders of your grace. us bow our heads in prayer. Lord, we come before you this morning to say thank you for today and for all our days. To thank you that we woke this morning, that we had clean water to wash, food to eat, a warm house to live in, a family here at church where we can grow, support, and enable each other. There are many things to thank you for, so let's each take a minute to remember them before God. Take these, our offerings, Lord, to be used in your service and to your glory as we give back to you a little of what you have given us. Father, forgive us that we take so much for granted in our lives here. We allow the noise and busyness to get between you and us. We forget how little we are in your creation, but yet how vast is your love for each one of us. Forgive us when we see you only in the light. Help us to remember you are there in the darkness with us too. Father, forgive us when we are so busy with our lives we forget you and lose the sense of your presence with us. Forgive us and free us, Lord, for these things and so many other things we do, which seem to separate us from your indwelling and unending love. It is you who was broken for us, who understands our very humanness, you who paid the price that we may live in you. What kind of love is this? Lord, this morning, as we are together in worship, give us just a little bit more of a glimpse of this love, such love that you have for each one of us. Let us join together to acknowledge this Lord and his love as we say together the prayer you taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. What a beautiful name it is, Jesus, that we serve each and every day. So let us stand and sing the words of our next song, Jesus, what a beautiful name.
Ben's going to come up. Excellent.
Okay, I printed a bunch of coloring sheets for everybody that I thought was going to be here, but it's just you today. So you and I get to have a nice little chat, right? Yes. Now, do you like to color, Ben?
Yes.
Yes. Would you say you're pretty artsy? Kind of. Or would you say you, do you like to do sports more? Or like, what do you really like to do? You like sports. You have a favorite sport? You like football the best. Okay, I thought you were going to say that. And this morning, we get to talk about love. And have you ever heard that passage in 1 Corinthians that talks all about love? And it says love is patient, love is kind, love does not boast. And it lists all of these different things that love is supposed to be. Do you remember that one? Yeah. And I wonder, and I ask myself this question too, I wonder sometimes if I'm patient or if I'm kind all the time. Do you think you're patient and kind all the time? No. Ben's family, is Ben patient and kind all the time? Yes, he does try very hard, and I know that you're most of the time very patient and very kind. But I know I am not patient and kind all the time. But do you think that God is patient and kind all the time? Yeah. And do you think he can help us to be patient and kind all the time? Yes, I sure hope so, because I don't think I would be quite as patient or kind if God couldn't help me, right? Yes, exactly. And I bet you, do you and Lucy get along all the time? No. Lucy, do you get along with Ben all the time? No. I don't get along with my sibling all the time either. But it's one of those hard things to love all the time, isn't it? Yeah, but somehow God loves us all the time, even when we're not being kind or patient or any of the things that love is described as. And so today, I printed out a bunch of coloring sheets for all of the kids I thought were going to be here. And it says, God's love has no limits. Even if our love sometimes has limits, God's never does. And so today, since it is the holidays, you get to play with your worship bag, and you can color if you would like. So you can take one of these sheets with you when you go back, or you can take all of them and you can just color 10 of the exact same coloring sheets, because we've got plenty for you. But can we sit and pray, all of us, together? Dear Lord, thank you for loving us. We pray that you would help us to love more than we do. Thank you for your help. Amen. Excellent. Do you want to take one or all of these coloring sheets? All of them. Okay, excellent. Thank you for coming up with me, Ben. You can go sit down. And do you know where the worship bags are now? They're way over here now behind that door. So if you just open the door into the closet, all of them are right there. Perfect. And now we get to sing one of my favorite children's songs, which is This Little Light of Mine.
reading 1 Corinthians 13. And now I will show you the most excellent way. If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains but have not love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and surrender my body to the flames but have not love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. But where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when perfection comes, the imperfect disappears. When I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put childish ways behind me. Now we see but a poor reflection as in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. And now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. Thanks be to God for his reading this morning. And now may we stand and sing the words of our next song, Purify My Heart.
Desire. He is jealous for me. Love's like a hurricane. I am a tree bending beneath a weight of his wind and mercy.
God loves you, and he loves you with a love that you don't even know anything about, because there is no human love comparable to divine love.
God loves you. He wants to forgive you. He wants to have fellowship with you.
It doesn't make any difference how far you tried to run from God. He loves you. His eye is on you. He sees you.
God created us in his image, and you as a person are important to God. The Bible says that God has the hairs of your head numbered. Every moment of your life is watched by God.
Oh, how he loves us so. Oh, how he loves us. How he loves us so.
God is listening, and God loves you. He's your friend. He'll put his arm around you. And he understands. And he answers. And he's sympathetic to your problem.
God loves you. And the Bible says that God sent his Son from heaven to this earth for you. Jesus Christ came to this earth to take your sins upon a cross.
And he would have died had you been the only person in the whole world. He loves you. Don't ever forget, he loves, 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 loves you.
Yeah, he loves us. Whoa, how he loves us. Whoa, how he loves us. Whoa, how he loves.
When Jesus Christ was nailed to that cross, he did that for you. That's how much he loves us.
The Bible says, I have loved thee with an everlasting love, forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. God loves you. And God has a plan for your life.
God's love covers all, reaches all, and saves all. May we earnestly seek to extend the same kind of love to others. And may we be helped by the words of our next song, Let There Be Love. Some of the devotionals Noel and I had in the house, Noel came across this really beautiful reflection on 1 Corinthians 13. It's in a book called Facing the Storm, Meditations and Prayers by Eddie Askew. So I thought I would read it to you all now. When we moved house recently, we had to find a new plumber. It wasn't easy getting one,
But when Jim turned up, he was very helpful. He's a competent, conscientious, and cheerful worker, and a conversationalist. He told us a lot about his family. There's a teenage son, tragically hit by multiple sclerosis, and a wife Jim obviously adores. "She's a great woman, my wife," he said, "and we've got a good marriage. In 30 years, she's never run out of coffee or toilet paper." We laughed. There are many ways of showing love. The glossy magazines say diamonds are best. The slightly more modest weeklies advise us to say it with flowers. A hug, a kiss, a held hand, all help. And there's the coffee and toilet paper way. The faithful, quiet work that keeps homes going, keeps relationships good. The attention to detail, making sure that the everyday things are cared for. It may be earthy, but it's no less valuable for that. The cup of coffee and the rest speak for themselves. Speak of looking ahead, anticipating needs, meeting them with loving ordinariness. "Love is patient, love is kind," writes Paul to Christians at Corinth. Love will never come to an end. And whether we write books about it or express it simply through the weekly shopping list, it all has meaning. Love expressed in an infinity of ways, mostly quiet. Love is still at the center of the universe, still available. And God, who is love, is still trying to pour it into our lives. And then he writes a meditation. "So many ways, Lord, in which you show your love. Sometimes its very ordinariness surprises me. No drama here, no lightning flash or thunderclap, just faithfulness, in spite of all I do to make it difficult. I make myself unlovely, yet still your love surrounds me, seeks out the cracks in the hard shell of my ego, and seeps in unrecognized. I think I could identify a miracle, but the unassuming wonder of your daily love I take for granted, fail to see. Lord, out of that same love, forgive me. And help me realize the many ways in which I can transmute your love within the daily chemistry of my life. Help me to show I care by word, by touch, by the warmth of shared thought, by simple service, anticipating need. Samaritan compassion on the road. A hand reached out to stem another's hurt. A cup of water on the way to crucifixion. And that reminds me, Lord, that what I do for any traveler on the road, I do for you. That any love I share with you, and you with me. Please help me keep that in the forefront of my mind today. May we realize the height and the depth and the breadth of God's love that enables us to love others. So with awe and adoration, may we sing the words of "Overwhelmed by Love." divine love encompasses all the characteristics 1 Corinthians 13 describes. God is patient and kind. He is not envious, boastful, or proud. He does not dishonor others. He is not self-seeking, nor, thankfully, is he easily angered. God does not keep a record of our wrongs. He delights in the truth. God always protects, always trusts, always hopes, and always perseveres. God never fails. And even in the midst of struggle, God does not leave our side. I'm about to read a psalm where the psalmist cries out to God, asking for help in the midst of pain, heartbreak, and dejection. Listen to how the psalmist pleads for God's love to cover all pain. This translation comes from The Message. I run to you, God. I run for dear life. Don't let me down. Take me seriously this time. Get down on my level and listen. And please, no procrastination. Your granite cave is a hiding place. Your high cliff, a place of safety. You're my cave to hide in, my cliff to climb. Be my safe leader. Be my true mountain guide. Free me from hidden traps. I want to hide in you. I've put my life in your hands. You will not drop me. You will never let me down. I hate all this silly religion, but you, God, I trust. I'm leaping and singing in the circle of your love. You saw my pain. You disarmed my tormentors. You didn't leave me in their clutches, but gave me room to breathe. Be kind to me, God. I'm in deep, deep trouble again. I've cried my eyes out. I feel hollow inside. My life leaks away, groan by groan. My years fade out in size. My troubles have worn me out, turned my bones to powder. To my enemies, I'm a monster. I'm ridiculed by the neighbors. My friends are horrified. They cross the street to avoid me. They want to blot me from memory, forget me like a corpse in a grave, discard me like a broken dish in the trash. The street talk gossip has me criminally insane. Behind locked doors, they plot how to ruin me for good. Desperate, I throw myself on you, for you are my God. Hour by hour, I place my days in your hand, safe from the hands out to get me. Warm me, your servant, with a smile. Save me because you love me. Don't embarrass me by not showing up. I've given you plenty of notice. Embarrass the wicked, stand them up. Leave them stupidly shaking their heads as they drift down. Gag those loudmouth liars who heckle me, your follower, with jeers and catcalls. What a stack of blessing you have piled up for those who worship you, ready and waiting for all who run to you to escape an unkind world. You hide them safely away from the opposition. As you slam the door on those oily, mocking faces, you silence the poisonous gossip. Blessed God, your love is the wonder of the world. Trapped by a siege, I panicked. Out of sight, out of mind, I said. But you heard me say it. You heard and listened. So love God, all of you. God takes care of all who stay close to him. Be brave, be strong, don't give up. Expect God to get here soon. My favorite line in this psalm is, I'm leaping and singing in the circle of your love. I think it's such a vivid picture of what happens or what can happen in worship. What an excellent way to describe love. And it's also a proclamation of trust and joy in God's presence.
So may we come to God with leaping and singing as we join in worship, singing, Lord, I come to you.
Yeah.
Opportunity to do something different today, to lean into more singing and some more readings. Lord, we pray that you will continue to bless this time. Amen. And now we are back to our usual order of service. Let us stand and sing "When Peace Like a River."
Yeah. our prayers for the world. Let's pray. Now, Father, we thank you for this service and the time we've been able to spend together. We thank you for the gift of love in all its senses. We thank you for the record we have of Paul's letters to the Corinthian church. Help us, we pray, to live our lives faithfully in obedience to you. Father, we thank you for the freedom we have to worship in peace in our country, whenever and wherever we wish. We pray for peoples in many lands where they don't enjoy the same liberty. As we now bring our prayers for others, we realise that there are so many countries with immense problems, and we would pray for the people of Syria. Their country has been all but totally destroyed. We pray that there might be a cessation of the war there and that people of different persuasions might learn to live peacefully with each other. Father, there seems to be so many different countries where there is no ready solution to the political problems. While we would possibly not understand all or any of the politics or history of particularly the Middle Eastern lands, we would pray for stability of government in Yemen, Iraq, Gaza, and Israel. When we listen to news bulletins worldwide, it appears that there is corruption at all levels, which creates distrust and disunity. Father, may the people in authority look to you and put their trust in you as they seek to lead their peoples. Father, we turn our attention to the continent of Africa with its many political and natural problems. We ask you to hear our prayers for the southern part of that land, living with the aftermath of Cyclone Idai. We pray for all those who are struggling with flooding, fires, devastation, disease, and death. Be with the people of Mozambique, Malawi, and Zimbabwe as they strive to rebuild their homes and their sense of well-being. Be with aid workers, doctors, civilians, and all those who are working together to bring healing help. Lord, we pray for the people of Nigeria. We pray that there might be an end to the constant violence there. We pray for those who have been abducted and forced into marriage. Please heal and comfort those who suffered violent persecution. Forgive us, our Father, if we grow cold to the news bulletins. Maybe because it's not here, so it doesn't really affect us. But we remember that these people who are suffering through injustice, hunger to the point of starvation, these people are part of your creation just as we are. In our own country, we continue to pray for our government and all our politicians as they wrestle with the problems around Brexit. We pray that they might seek to further the needs of a nation rather than their own political careers. We pray that they might look to you for assurance and guidance as they make important decisions almost daily. We pray that you will lead and guide them as they take long-lasting decisions in the coming weeks and months. We continue to pray for our friends and neighbours here in Kemeny. We pray particularly for those who are anxious about the possibility of unemployment or job security as a result of the downturn in the oil and gas businesses in and around Aberdeen. We pray for those who've been bereaved recently. Bless them, we pray, comfort them and uphold them. We pray again for our minister Joshua as he continues in his task to minister to the people of Kemeny and around. Bless him in his work in the schools and bless him in his studies, we pray. We just pray, Lord, for his health and pray that he may be up and well and among us soon. We thank you again for our church and we pray that you will bless all activities that take place week by week. Bless especially the work with the children and young people. And we pray for the leaders of the various groups who meet here. Accept our prayers for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Thank you, Adam. As we continue to reflect on this morning's passage, let us stand and sing the words, "And I am a new creation." God's love that covers all and saves all of us. May this kind of love allow us to love others in the same way. Go in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.